had the privilege of attending AWARE several years now, and this year was especially special for me. And it was very surprising that the topic for this year was Fear is a Liar. And I know we all go through, we all have our own fears. We all have fears that we have to deal with, and it's not important as what we are fearful of, but how we get through it. And one of the things I've learned by going to AWARE is that the community that women have. I know today's Father's Day, mothers, wives support fathers, and typically we don't really have a community to support us as women. And you find that community at AWARE. So it's for women everywhere and for all types, creed, race, spirituality. It doesn't really matter what church you attend, you're welcome to go to AWARE. You feel free there to speak, to let your fears out. You have counseling. There's different things that happens at AWARE. You have different small groups where you discuss different things. You can take part in candle making, different workshop. So it's a fun weekend that it's strictly with women, where women can just be pampered and have time for yourself. Whether you want to take part in the Tazia service, which is a very quiet service. You don't have to worry about preparing meals or looking after kids, looking after the husband. It's just a time for you to be there in God's presence and with fellow women that you can be yourself with. One of the things why I find it was very special for me this year, as many of you would be aware, that I have not been attending church as often as I would like and as often as I used to be here. I had a lot of health challenges starting in October of last year, and I was very low. I questioned, and that was one of my fears, is what will happen to my daughter and my son should I pass on. And I was very relieved because I took part in the Tazia service, and I took part in a lot of the meditation and ways of trying to get rid of some of those fears and what I can do to help myself and to help others. We're all the time fearful that, you know, people see us in a different light because you're active one way and now you can't be a part of that. So you take a step back but that's just us holding ourselves back. And I was able to find peace and gain the strength that I needed to move forward. We had a celebration. So one of the things that they do is that each year they have different celebrations. And one of the things that they did was called Mardi Gras. So everybody dressed up, we had music, and there was a big parade around that. We also made what we call the Tree of Life. And so it's different little gifts that you would give to each other. It's during that period. We also took part in morning walks. So at 6 o'clock in the morning, we'd get up and we walk for about a mile. It was very refreshing, might I say. It rained the whole weekend. But by midday, the sun came out. It was beautiful. The water was very lovely. And the food was excellent. For once, I did not have to worry about preparing meals. I knew the meal was coming, and it was good food. So this was Mardi Gras, and that night I witnessed a miracle. The last 4 years that I've met this woman, she has been in a wheelchair. She suffered a stroke And she has been in the wheelchair, couldn't walk. The doctors had said she was never going to stand. She couldn't hold herself up. And she actually got up that night during Mardi Gras and she walked. She stood on her own. She held herself up and she took a couple steps. And it was extremely, extremely gratifying with all the prayers that we put up, and we prayed for her, and we saw a difference in her over the next couple of days while we were there. Sparky was very, very grateful. She cried, she laughed. She had everybody in an emotion that it was just comforting to be there. And at the end of it all, we paraded from the bottom of the waterfront up to the church. And each person wrote their fears on a piece of paper, and we lit a bonfire. So we prayed, and at the end, everyone put their fears in a pot, and we burnt it. So we got rid of all our fears in that day. And what would you know? Soon as we lit that fire, it was as if God was saying, I'm washing away your fears. It rained for a half an hour. So we said, you know, now we have given him our fears. He has now washed it away with the water. So I left there and I felt like my fears was taken away, because I was at a point where I was saying, why me, Lord? I'm faithful. I try to live the best life I could. And I felt like that day, my prayers were answered, and I did get a cleansing. So I would urge each and every one of you ladies to give it a thought for next year. It's 3 days. It starts on the Friday. So it's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Sunday after service, we have brunch, and then we disperse, we leave. This year also, we were fortunate to have one of the banners, which we would host for the next year. I want to also ask if we can consider, may not be for next year, but for some year to come, if we also can make a banner to represent St. George so that we can contribute to them. The banners are passed from church to church each year, and they know who donated the banners, and it's hosted by one church every year. So at the next year, I'll return the banner. I do have the banner. Unfortunately, I forgot it in my car, but I would bring it up so that we can hang it. Thank you. And thanks for the opportunity for representing St. George's.
Thank you very much, Colleen. We'll have the opportunity to ask any questions at coffee time or lemonade time. And also we'll be asking the aesthetics committee to give us some advice as to where the banner will go. And it's already been blessed and all of that stuff. It's been in use, so we don't need to do that again. But we'll ask the aesthetics committee for some words of wisdom as to where in this it should be placed, and it will be here for 1 year. Thank you very much. At coffee time, we'll have any questions.